The Prestons weren't the only settlers seeking claims on what we call the mines of Spain. These claims brought land speculators who lived elsewhere, but some, like the Prestons, cleared some land, built a house, and called it home. These people were neighbors, and each depended on one another. All through the Preston collection is found their names pinned on letters, diaries, maps, plats, mining contracts, newspapers, and many other early histories. Table talk from one generation to another kept their neighbors' histories alive, and yet today memories still exist in the hearts of us who have remained here. The Crumbachs were dear neighbors, and Mrs. Crumbach is buried in an unmarked grave outside the Preston family cemetery. Other neighbors from the Catfish Creek area are also buried there. The local newspapers have been the basic source for me, Gerda Preston Hartman, to delve into the past to provide a journal of neighbors' obituaries of long ago. These death notices through the ages are both owners and renters. I felt these folks should also be recognized as the actual caretakers of the park's land since the beginning of white settlement. Hospitality shines when the good neighboring deeds surface on paper that once impacted many of our souls. A copy of this journal is being made for the library at E.B. Lyons Nature Center.